The following podcast contains scenes of no graphic violence or any abuse, just one amazing ass listener sending me a cursed poem which is supposed to kill the person who reads it out loud. And since I'm such an amazing host, I'm gonna do that and then give you guys the validation so you're all equally cursed. Welcome to the technically the third listeners gathering, but it's like the second listener gathering because the previous one was just like shit or more like me breaking down, but it was so freaking fun to do that. It was one of the most easiest episodes I've ever recorded. I mean, the research that I did while recording that one was so easy to go to, so amazing, so pithy, so my style. I'm just like all in for it. So today on the third listeners kind of gathering, we are actually gonna go right into reading the mail because this person, because I did not want to like write a story around it because the entire mail and its essence is so amazing. And two, the last time I did write a story, a lot of people were like, we'd rather that you simply read the mail and be done with it because we really cannot listen to your voice so many times, though you absolutely love me. So this time I'm going to simply read the mail, and then obviously we have goldfishes of two previous months. So I hope you're all buckled up because I'm going to curse the fuck out of you because I'm still not over you not sending me mails for like one entire month. But yeah. Okay, so their mail starts. First of all, they say that in the subject itself that they pronounce as she, they. Thank you for normalizing pronouns. And that they do not want their name to be disclosed, though I can see their email. But anyway, so yeah. So she says, "Hey Koi, I hope you're doing well. Though I know you'll be able to see my name, but call me FYK. Fuck you, Koi. Colon star kiss emoji. That, you know, greater than sign, three heart emoji in parentheses." And then she says, "Anyway, I have a weird thingy slash story for you. So it's like a Japanese poem which is supposed to promise death, and I thought you'd enjoy reading it to your listeners. And so first I've copied the English version so they can understand what it's about, and then I've placed the Romaji version because that is the actual thing which is supposed to actually curse people. I love how she uses the word actual. A B, if for the people who do not know Romaji is basically, you know, Japanese pronunciation written in English. So I am gonna butcher that, and I most probably won't read the entirety of it because I really don't want you guys to die. Like, I swear on my aesthetically pleasing pictures, which are already there on my feed, which are none, that I am gonna read it out loud. So yeah, let's get right. Oh no, we were already in it. Let me say the translated version, and I also did like a very surface level research on it, so I'm gonna tell you guys about that after the entire thing ends. So the poem is called Domino's Hill, and it starts, "Elder sister vomits blood, younger sister breathing fire, while sweet little Domino just spits up the juice. All alone does Domino go falling into that hill, a hill of utter darkness without even flowers. It's Domino's big sister, the one who whips him. The purpose of scourging hangs in his mind, lashing and thrashing him, but never quite shattering. One path to Evichi, the eternal hall, into the blackest of hills guide him now. I pray to the golden sheep, to the nightingale. How much did he put in that leather pouch to prepare for his trek, the eternal hill? Spring is coming to the valley in the woods, to the valley, to the woods, to spiraling chasms of the blackest hill. Nightingale in her cage, the sheep abroad, the wagon, the tear well up in the eyes, oh sweet little Domino." I took a slight break because, you know, as usual, I keep on hearing things. So, but then I realized it was my cat simply snoring. So, yeah. I broke the fucking flow of the poem. I'm such a bad reader. Oh, sweet little Tonino, sing a nightingale in the... In this hill they be found, may then they come to me, please. Those sharp spikes of punishment from Needle Mountain, not just on some empty whim, is flesh pierced with blood-red pins, the severe as hellish signpost, sweet little Tonino. The poem, like this version, is translated by David Bowles. It's written in her poem. And I was actually able to find the WordPress article on it, so I'm going to like refer to a little bit to that. You could have done that, fuck you, Koi, but you didn't. But okay. Anyway, so in Japanese, this is the poem is actually called Tomino no Jigoku. That basically means Tomino's Hill, from my bare minimum knowledge of Japanese from listening, watching animes. And it says, Ane wa chi wo haku, emoto no hi haku. Kawai Tomino wa tama wo haku, hitori jugoku no ochiyoku Tomino. Jugoku kurayami hana no naki, muchi de tataku wa Tomino no aneka. Muchi no shuso gani kakuru. Tatake ya tataki yare tataku zutto temo. Mugen jigoku wa hitotsu michi, kurai jigoku ienai wa tonomu. From, I don't know enough Japanese, but tonomu I've heard, and totemo I've also heard, but like, okay, so these, the poem's actually pretty in Japanese too, but I did not read the entire thing because, as I said, I don't want you guys to die. So I'm going to read it out loud. I'm going to take a slight pause and I'm going to read the entire thing out loud for two major reasons. A, I most probably am butchering the language and the pronunciation like really, really heavily. When I read a couple words, you know, such as tamore, no, did I read tamore? No, I did not read tamore. Totemo and tanomu. I realized I'm speaking like a white American and I'm not that. No offense to anybody, but I'm not that. So I thought I should stop speaking about something which I really do not know anything about and then get bashed. Because tomorrow I listen to this episode, I'm gonna fuck myself. That would be so wrong. Not wrong, kind of kinky. But I wouldn't like my own voice speaking out wrong pronunciations. So I'm not gonna read the entire thing. So I'm taking a little pause to read it out loud and see if something horror happens to me. Okay, guys, I'm back. So as if nothing did, my cat is still sleeping and kind of snoring. His snoring sounds like, you know, little bells, like... So I don't know if he's like snoring or just like is breathing weirdly. But yeah. So she writes in the poem by... in the email. Yes, so I hope you didn't die. Thank you so much for considering that. What happened to me after this, after I read this? My husband's... in parentheses, Mr. Fishboner, six appeal died. So yeah. And I was like, I love this woman. You know, I don't know why I'm speaking like this. I feel that today my voice is, you know, has this rebel, not rebel, I would say. What? No. My audio software keep on asking me if I want to change my audio hardware, and I'm like, bitch, I'm broke. I don't have any audio hardware. But yeah, so I love this person's sense of humor so much. Fuck you, Koi, I love you. And then she continues writing, on a serious note. Wait, on a serious note, my cat did make weird hissing noises in the evening as I was reading it out loud, and the usual door creaking, and my cat is licking his feet for the weirdest, like he actually woke up and started to lick his feet, so maybe I think, but her cat hissed, the door creaked, nobody died, And she just says, if somebody's gonna die, you will just prove it for me. Love ya! With an exclamation mark. I love this energy. I'm living for it. It's so Gen Z, but she says that she has a husband. So I don't think she's Gen Z, but I don't know. So I actually did very little research on it, like basic level, because this is yet again her thing, not mine. But I came across a couple things and I actually wanted to add this little bit to Out of the Blue, and I will in future, but I'll just like put out a little disclaimer of it. So first is that the word hill here is Jigoku, which is basically, you know, the Buddhist hill, but I won't go as far as to call it Buddhist, because you know, when we think of Buddhism, we tend to focus on a couple of things. But from my understanding of Japanese, Korean and Chinese culture, which is yes minimum, but I try to read as much as I possibly can. So if I do something wrong, tweet at me and tell me what wrong I did. So with my limited knowledge, from what I've seen, that there are multiple Buddhas, like, you know, like in all polytheist religions. For example, in Greek, they're like Zeus and this person and that guy and that other guy, and others have like these plethora of gods. Similarly, in Buddhism, from the historical perspective, I was able to see that there are actually a lot of gods and goddesses and deities, house deity, you know, village deity, mountain deity, tree deity, temple deity, bad ones, good ones, shitty ones, retired ones, fallen ones, pink ones, thunder ones. Like, it does not end. And like, sometimes it's often like misinterpreted or confused with the word demon and yokai, as some yokais are also treated as deities and yureis are also treated as deities, from what I could read. Yet again, I'm not an amazing person. I don't know in depth about this, because it's impossible to find credible information about anything. But yeah, so anyway, Buddhist hill. So it's for like sinful people, and no matter who you are, you do get reincarnated eventually, which is something which you can look into the Hill series of Koi Facts. And it says, the blog says, that the poem follows a 7-7-7-5 syllabic pattern, which is one of the most traditional Japanese verse. And this entire thing is based that Tomino's sisters are suffering and he's not, and he feels that this is his way of receiving hell, because he doesn't know why he's being punished, but he has all these problems around him. And yeah, and the guy even says that the sheep and the nightingale are actually symbolic of his sisters, and like a extended metaphor. And so yeah, and he says that another possible translation would be, not just on some empty well I pierce blood red pins, the marks upon the body of sweet little Tony, you know. And I was like, oh fucking god, I got like goosebumps when I read it, because I did not read it previously. I just read, alright, this person has 7 points, this is like actually pretty interesting. So yeah, there's that. But from what I could research, this poem is actually a creepypasta. And yeah, and also the word Avicii, which I read, it is Mugen Jigoku or Mugen Jigoku, and of the translation of the word Avicii, which means waveless. And there's more to it, which I'm going to read as I'm like speaking, so I'm going to make little sense. So I'm not going to do that, because I'm a better person than that, and I should have possibly read the articles I was going to talk about, but I'm like all over the place because I'm so happy. And yeah, I was saying that this poem, from what I could actually read, is a creepypasta. And a creepypasta is basically a urban legend slash something which is, you know, compiled together using a plethora of references from all over the internet. And yeah, so that is about it for this specific listener's episode. And now to the most amazing part. Dun, 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 dun. That was my cheap way of showing drum rolls without copyrighted music. So the top cold fishes of the previous 2 months are, first, Andy Ryu Liebgab. I really hope I'm not butchering her name. She is the best thing ever happened to me. If you look at her Twitter account, she reviews all the podcasts that she hears in such an amazing manner. She reviews mine so properly. Like, while speaking about it, I feel overwhelmed. The amount of love and support this person has been showing to me since, like, ever since I basically started the podcast is just amazing. And the second goldfish which I would like to talk about is Arin Gulati. He is somebody who is a part of this kind of culty groupy thing I have going on Instagram. I'm a co-moderator. It's more in the link for it is in my bio. You can go and sign up on it. I can like talk all the time. I'm perfect there. So that person has been listening to my podcast and they have been shamelessly plugging it in like a lot of their conversations. They've shared it around. They're one of the most adorable and the most amazing person I've ever seen, despite being a Cancerian. But yeah, they are just amazing and I love all Cancerians, I'm just kidding. Then there is the last month duo, Susan Hubbard Gerken. She said Koi is love. And when I read that comment, I melted right there and then. I just love the validation you guys have given me. The next person is Satan's Lolita. I found them on Clubhouse. I believe I told you about that. I'm like super duper active there. And I entered this room. I'm going to post some cool, interesting thing, which are going to be inspired from the 22nd episode on my Instagram feed. And this person was like, yes, I've heard your podcast. And I heard that and I was so overwhelmed. And I was like, oh my God, this is so, so, so freaking amazing. And this happened to me like, I believe yesterday or the day before. And I couldn't find the name. I did stalk them on Instagram, but I couldn't find their name. So it's satans.lolita on Instagram. So please go follow them. They seem like an amazing, amazing person and gave me more than enough amount of validation. And honorable mentions, and these people, both of you guys, I'm really, really, really sorry. So how Satan Lolita ended up, you know, talking about me without like knowing that it was me. These two people, they were talking on this app called Avalon Voices and the room is called Scenes. But instead of me, they had a conversation with my co-producer. Though, I love that guy. I love him. He's my bestie. And you know, when I say bestie, it's very sarcastic. He's like my best friend. I just love that human being. But they forgot their fucking names. And now I do not know what their name were because he did not tell me. He was like, I'll tell you. And he did not. And now I'm like, how the fuck am I going to do that? So I am really sorry to you amazing, amazing people. Keep on bombarding us with your random attention. We just love you guys. And that is the goldfishes of the month. And people after this are just like amazing ass people I found on Clubhouse and, you know, like general, who just like fill my heart so much. Oh, there's also another goldfish. I totally forgot about you, Jordan. And like, Jordan helped me research when I had Corona. And he has been there for a long time for me and I just love this absolute amazing person and they are the best. I had their name on the list but I don't know why I ended up skipping over that. Jordan, you're the most amazing person and this validation goes to you. You're adorable. And now to the people I've met on Clubhouse. So the first person is this amazing, amazing person who again gave me a lot of validation. And you know, this is the entire point of this. When you give me validation, I give you validation. That's how this entire thing works. So their name, his name is Harsh Kedia. He is a chef and he has a line of chocolates and his website is called adiabeticchef.com and I'll spell it out for you. adiabeticchef.com and that is adiabeticchef.com and they make sugar-free chocolates. This is not an advertisement, but I absolutely love their things and it is just so, and it's artisan chocolates, guys. And they're just the best thing. So you need to order them. You need to buy it from this person because A, They're so good. I mean, not only the chocolates, but the person. They are one of the most pure and one of the nicest people I've ever seen so far. So this one goes out to them. And the other few people of this app, which I absolutely adore, with whom I've posted about two stories being in the same room with, is Arun Anand. He is an amazing person and like an absolute delight to talk to. Then there's this girl who is doing her master's in psychology, and the entire group is filled with people who are studying psychology. So it's like double the fun and double the attention for me. And like, I love listening to these people. I think I'm going to butcher her name, so I'm going to spell it out. Her name is T-A-N-I-S-A, and I call her Tantan because she asked everybody to call her Tantan, and that is the cutest thing in the entire world. So she's like, oh my god, yes, she's an amazing person. Then there's this person called Mayank, and he is the best freaking singer in the entire universe. I could listen to him all the time. They were singing actually, and I came out to record the episode, and that's why I'm giving them the proper ode, because they're such amazing people. Then there's Sana, who is also a psychologist, who's also studying psychology. She is doing her graduation, I believe, and the way she talks, she whispers after a certain time, and it's like, okay, I cannot leave this room anymore. They are such amazing people. There's Rushab, who is also a singer. You know, the amount of people here who are like filled with talent to the brim, and you're like, oh my god, what do I do? But they're also so loving and so nice, I cannot even. So yeah, so Rushab, amazing singer, amazing human being. Then the new person that I met today, who's a good friend of Aryan, is Jasha Shri, or JJ, and she played the ukulele and another song which was so amazing. Then there's Priscilla, who is also such an amazing singer and like such positive vibes of a human being. All of these people have made my week such a bundle of joy. And the most important person without whom this podcast couldn't be possible, and the validation to them, is my co-producer, Mr. Naman Rajput, or as they like to be called. And that is it. Those are the goldfishes of this month. And stop it, you intro music. I'm not done speaking. Anyway, you know, I keep on like placing the intro music around the time which I expect myself to shut up. And I realize this is what happened the once previous time when this thing happened. So yeah, so that just happened, and I realized it was not paranormal. It was just me being stupid. And as I said, the last person is Naman Rajput, who is the most important person for this podcast and for my life, because he's my bestie. And here's the validation for you. The podcast is hosted by Koi On Air, the half celestial with 11 souls. It's co-produced with Nifix, and the music is by Lil Addy, who's an amazing person. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Clubhouse with the username Koi On Air. And I absolutely love you guys this time around. Next time, please send me the mails, like more mails, and just try not to curse me, though I love being cursed. So yeah. And you know, talking about curses, I also wanted to rant about like how millennial witches are so annoying. Not millennial, honestly, the Gen Z witches. I am a Gen Z witch, but still the other ones are very annoying. So I'm gonna rant about that too pretty soon. And I just am so grateful for everything, and you guys who are actually listening to it, and the 8 million people, like not you guys, the 8 million people who are gonna listen to this. So, and the people from Mars, because Spotify actually shows the listeners from Mars. Anyway, I should shut up now. Bye. Have an amazing day. I love you.